I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This war is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You've seen that in the escalation and the attacks. Russia's economy is now 100% full-time war footing. They are producing munitions. The Ukrainians are as well. Both sides are hitting each other very, very hard. And the war is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So he's trying to do everything he can to bring it to an end. But people that are out there talking what they don't know with all these stupid leaks and things of that nature, they all want to just sound important. They don't know what they're talking about. The president's been very clear. In terms of like what Zelensky is going to agree to, that's up to them to decide. They're going to have to decide what they're willing to give and ultimately what they're going to get, what they're going to demand as well. Both sides are going to. But here's what I can tell you for certain. You can't have a peace deal between two warring factions unless both sides agree to give up something and both sides agree that the other side gets something. Right. Otherwise, if one side gets everything they want, that's not a peace deal. It's called surrender. And I don't think this is a war that's going to end anytime soon on the basis of surrender. So this is tough stuff. I mean, it's difficult to bring these two sides together. We made some progress, we believe, and now we'll have to follow up on that progress. And ultimately, where this should lead is to a meeting between the three leaders, between Zelensky, Putin, and President Trump, where we could finalize. But we got to get this thing closer before we get to that point.
And today, that is Secretary of State Rubio talking about the meeting that Trump had with Putin over the weekend in Alaska. And today, we've got European leaders with Zelensky meeting with Trump. But yet, we still don't have, as he said, the three principals involved, Putin, Trump, and Zelensky. There'll be no deal made without Zelensky having some participation in it. Now, European leaders have gathered around him. And they've been invited, by the way, let me stress that. They've been invited to join him at the White House for this meeting. The leftist legacy media will have you believe they're there to protect him so he won't be yelled at again by J.D. Vance or President Trump. Even Zelensky admitted that that meeting earlier this year did not go well, and he knows it's on him because they were not going to sit there and have him. Vance pointed out directly, we're not going to have you sit here and lecture our president as to what to do. And Trump cannot tell Putin, you do this. And he can't tell Zelensky, you do this. They've got to come to this willingly, maybe not liking it. You know, the gal you really wanted to invite you to the date, she didn't pick you. But you want to go just so you can see her, so you'll go with someone else. You're not going to dance with a girl who brought you if you get a chance. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. News, analysis, opinion, and I remind you, you're going to get an education. You leave every hour with more information than you had when we began. And let me take a moment to tell you, a lot of folks, and I do have some along the East Coast, North Carolina area, South Carolina, North Carolina is in particular, and some of the areas northern, they might get a passing brush from Hurricane Aaron. It really blew up into a monster over the weekend. No direct hit. It looks like it is still going to continue to curve as it moves north to the northeast, away from the U.S. Pray that it does. But there could still be difficulties if you know people in those areas, and that will include travel, airlines, and things of that nature. I mean, it's not hitting directly, but it doesn't have to hit directly to cause issues. So keep them in your prayers. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we're also streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Everything later goes up as a podcast. Jerome will put it up shortly after we're off the air at LarryConnorsUSA.com, at News Talk STL, and Larry Connors USA Facebook, and it will also replicate on any place you go for a podcast. Simply search Larry Connors USA. We'll be there for you. And we do thank you for your support. Coming up later in this hour, we're going to dive more into the leaking that was taking place under Adam Schiff as he was running the committees investigating Trump. And I want his feet held to the fire. Yeah, Joan of Arc style. It won't happen, but we're going to look for it. Which does remind me of a side story. It doesn't take much for me to get off track sometimes. But I remember a story, and I can't recall who it was, which president. But he was really ill. And that reminds me still of another story. See, there I go again. And once you go down that rabbit hole, give me a moment, I'll get back out. All right, the second story reminded me of some of the congressmen of the opposing party went to visit the president, this particular president, while he was very, very sick. And they said, Mr. President, we're praying for you. And he said, which way? If I'd done the research, gone back and double-checked, I'd give you names exactly. But I'm not going to insert a name when I'm not sure. The other one, someone's feeling his feet and said, he can't be dead. His feet are still warm. And he said, they said, no one dies with warm feet. And he said, Joan of Arc did. All right, back out of the rabbit hole. Back to what we've got here in front of us. Senator Lindsey Graham making it very clear that while Trump is trying to bring Putin and Zelensky together, we might need to use some pressure points directly against Russia.
What's the weakness of Russia? Almost all of their income comes from oil and gas sales. If we went after the customers of Russia and said you had to pick between the American economy and buying cheap Russian oil or gas, they would pick the American economy. So here's what I would say about President Trump. He's the only guy that can do this. And my advice to President Trump and Marco is if you got to convince Putin that if this war doesn't end justly and honorably, with Ukraine making concessions also, we're going to destroy the Russian economy. We have the ability to do it. To Europe, why don't you put tariffs on India for buying Russian oil? To Europe, why don't you threaten China with tariffs for being the largest purchaser of Russian oil? To Europe, you can do more. If Europe and the United States banded together and we told Russia that if this war does not come to an end, we're going to destroy your fossil fuel economy.
He's raising very good points. European nations are not doing a thing against Russia and China. They cry out, we need more help for Ukraine, but they're not doing what they could. They could start imposing tariffs for any country buying oil from Russia. And they could also impose tariffs regarding India and China. How effective would they be? Well, we don't know until we try them, do we? Gordon Chang, our expert we often go to on China, said the one thing about it, though, you're probably never really going to get a divide between Russia and China.
China and India are buying Russian oil in large quantities. They're keeping the war going. And it was right for President Trump to impose the 25% tariff on India on August 6th. But he also needs to cut off the flow of cash from China, because China is the bigger purchaser of Russian oil. You do that, it means no war in Ukraine eventually, because that's where Putin is getting the resources. You know, as for the policy of trying to split Russia from China, that sounds nice, but I think that it's impractical. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping see the world in the same terms. They've been partners for more than a decade. They identify the same enemy, which is the United States. And so, yes, maybe it's theoretically possible to pry the Russians away, but as a practical matter, it's extremely difficult.
Gordon Chang, and I would put that down as a solid bet. Now, Chang also admits that the Chinese don't really trust Russia. Russia doesn't really trust the Chinese, but they're in it together at this point. Mark Levin, the host of the Levin Show, said, You look at the Russian economy and what it's going through right now, there are a lot of things that could be played out.
Russia's economy is all but dead. It's just waiting for the final dagger to go into the heart. And who holds the dagger? Donald Trump. Tariffing India and China if they continue to buy oil from Russia. That's all Russia has left. That's all Russia has left. A second tier of sanctions against Russia directly placed on them. What a disaster that would be. Putin's in trouble. His back is against the wall. He's a desperate man. They have over 1 million casualties in a 3.5 year period. Do you know more Russians have died in the battlefield? 250,000. More in 3.5 years than died in the entire Vietnam War? Than more Americans died in the entire Vietnam War? That is astonishing. So the question is, how much longer can Putin do this? Well, if he has his way, he'll keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. He'll just keep sending those young men and women and older men and women and children to the front lines. Do you ever see the movie Enemy at the Gate? When the Russians are fighting the Germans, that's when Germany is trying to invade Russia. And they're outgunning the Russians considerably. In fact, they only have a weapon for about 1 out of every 10 to 20 Russians. But they're all supposed to charge the German machine guns. And only 1 out of 20 has a rifle. And if he gets cut down, well, someone should pick up the rifle and continue charging. And if they turn around and try to go back to their Russian leaders, they will be cut down by their own people. Inside Russia, we don't really have a good handle on what's happening, but we know there's enough distrust and people angry over the way Putin's been doing this and sending their sons and daughters probably into war, which they want to be free of. Rubio spent the weekend fighting off the legacy media, constantly trying to undermine what Trump is attempting. And I want to give you a perfect example of the legacy media stupidity.
Critics of President Trump will say the pomp and circumstances, the pomp and circumstance, the red carpet, the warm handshake, that President Trump simply lost that Putin gained there just by being on the world stage and walking down a red carpet with the president. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, critics of President Trump are always going to find something to criticize. You don't even pay attention to it anymore. But I will tell you this. Putin is already on the world stage. He's already on the world stage. The guy's conducting a full-scale war in Ukraine. He's already on the world stage. He has the world's largest tactical nuclear arsenal in the world and the second largest strategic nuclear arsenal in the world. He's already on the world stage. When I hear people say that, oh, it elevates him. Well, all we do is talk about Putin all the time. All the media's done is talk about Putin all the time for the last 4 or 5 years. That doesn't mean he's right about the war. That doesn't mean he's justified about the war. Put all that aside. It means you're not going to have a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. You're not going to end a war between Russia and Ukraine without dealing with Putin.
Yeah, but look what Trump did. He gave him a warm handshake and a smile and a red carpet. As I said in the first hour, should he have taken his hand and spit in his face? You think that would have accomplished anything? Oh, what a crass man that is. Trump should not be president. Well, there you go. That's what they're after anyway. That was with Margaret Brennan, CBS. The same thing happened on ABC.
You know there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you
reassure them? No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as backup. That's not true. No, but that's not that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. This is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks on this stuff. They're coming here tomorrow because they chose to come here tomorrow. We invited them to come. We invited them to come. The president invited them to come. Look, at the end of the day, if peace is not going to be possible here and this is just going to continue on as a war, People will continue to die by the thousands. The president has that option to then come in and impose new sanctions. But if he did this now, the moment the president puts those additional sanctions, that's the end of the talks. You've basically locked in at least another year to year and a half of war and death and destruction. We may unfortunately wind up there, but we don't want to wind up there. We want to wind up with a peace deal that ends this war so Ukraine can go on with the rest of their lives and rebuild their country and be assured that this is never going to happen again. That's the goal here. We're going to do everything possible to make that happen. If it's doable, it will require both sides to make concessions. It will require both sides to get things they're asking for. That's how these deals are made, whether we like it or not.
Yep, that's right. And I need to correct something. I was talking about that Margaret Brennan had questioned about the red carpet. That was Margaret Brennan on that interview with Rubio talking about Zelensky might be bullied. That's why all the European leaders are coming. That's not true. And it was on ABC where they were questioning about the red carpet greeting. Let's just get back to what Rubio said over the weekend regarding the meeting with Putin and the meeting today with Zelensky.
Some progress was made in that talk in terms of narrowing down the issue set. And now these are hard issues that remain. You know, the conversation about where the territorial lines are going to be, questions about long-term security guarantees and who Ukraine can have military alliances with, things like that. These are difficult things, but I do believe we made progress in narrowing down the issue set, but there's a lot of work that remains. There's a reason why this war has been going on for 3.5 years. It's a war that never would have happened had President Trump been president, but he inherited it. And now he's trying to do everything he can to bring about peace. He's made peace a priority of his administration, as you've seen with all the peace deals we've been able to achieve throughout the world. This one's the hardest one. Everyone acknowledges that. But he's the only one in the world that has any chance of doing it. Look, peace may not be possible at the end of the day. We don't know. But if it is possible, he's the only one that can get it done.
That is a key point. And he's also right when he said this happened on Biden's watch. It was on Obama's watch that Putin decided I can go into Crimea and take it. And he did. Nothing was done. Biden, a surrogate of Obama, weak at that. We can do the same thing. And he did. Therein lies how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved if Trump had not been denied a second term immediately. We would not be in this situation. Coming up, accountability time for all the leftists who've been leaking classified intel to their friends in the legacy media. Not going to let them get away with it. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. 4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate, McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What we're starting to see is the coordination that happened between the Clinton campaign, between those in the three-letter agencies that we're all too familiar with. But I think the troubling thing that appears to be coming out is that over and over and over again, there was real pressure at the very top levels of these agencies to have a narrative out there that we knew was false.
When it comes to the Durham Annex, we need that information to be public. What is crystal clear is that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign financed, obviously, the Steele dossier, but behind the scenes was using the elements of our government, our intelligence community. I also believe the FISA court system to not just spy on the campaign of then candidate Donald Trump, but to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump simply because she lost and could not be president. And so this is stuff that we need to release to the American people. We need to get to the bottom of that immediately.
So the House is coming back from recess, and you were hearing Mark Meadows, the former Trump chief of staff, and then Congressman Donalds of Florida, saying, we do want all of this exposed. We want everything out in the open. We want to know everything that was taking place behind the curtain that Adam Schiff was making sure would be exposed to the proper people, so it would be lifted up and glorified and say, looky, Trump is in danger of swinging from a rope. And every weekend, when Schiff was overseeing his committees and those who would go behind closed doors to testify, like Brennan and Clapper and Comey and others, they will all come out and say, well, we can't really discuss our testimony. But I tell you, it's bad. It's going to be bad for Trump. And it wasn't. And what was there was all fictitious, made up. The 51 intel agents who signed off on that document that Biden pulled out of his coat pocket during a debate with Trump, saying, I got 51 intel agents here who say, you know, you've been involved in Russian collusion. Every one of them lied, and it also had to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. I am still willing to put good money down if any, much less all 51 of those intel agents ever saw the Hunter Biden laptop. They were just told, sign, and they did. But now, if you look at the way CNN's treating it, Trump is trying to weaponize the government against Schiff. Like that's never been done before by president, like Biden. Yeah, they're talking about last week, FBI Director Patel declassified, releasing internal FBI interview notes from a former House Intel Committee staffer who had accused Schiff in 2017 of directing illegal leaks of classified information about Trump and Russia. May I say that again? He's a whistleblower. It's his claim. But they were directing illegal leaks of classified information about Trump and Russia. Jail time. Treason, at the least. And again, this is a former staffer. And of course, there are those federal prosecutors who were around then that we talked to him. We're not really sure he knows what he's talking about. You know why? Because they didn't want to know. And they were probably given instructions. Listen to the guy, let him tell his story, and then go about your way. Patel said the other day, we're going to continue looking at it. And Trump said in particular, I'm looking at Pam Bondi regarding California Democrat Schiff. He said it was a hoax created by the Democrats, but in particular Schiff, Crooked Hillary, the whole group. And it's not just do it inside your committees. Byron Donalds, just like many of us say, do it in public.
People might say, well, why are you going back to the well on Russiagate? Because what we witnessed almost 10 years ago now is that the Democrats wielded our government. They wielded the deep state to undermine a president of the United States. If they can do that, they can do anything with our government. You cannot allow something like this to happen. So we have to expose it. All of it needs to be exposed. Those people that were involved, they need to come in, they need to testify, and they need to do it in front of the American people. And if they choose to plead the fifth, then it's speaks volumes to what they were doing to then candidate Trump and then, of course, the 45th administration of President Donald Trump.
And that's key. And for it to be done publicly. Now, I know there have to be meetings prior to that. Everyone wants to get their questions set up so they have every piece of information they need. So when they appear in that chair under oath in front of the public, they will know if they're telling a lie or not. See, here's the thing about it. Politicians, anyone, can lie to you. I can lie to you. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to lie to you. What are you going to do about it? You're not going to get me thrown in jail unless you have me swear under oath I'm telling you the truth. Pinky cross, would that work? But the allegations from that former whistleblower all the way back in 2017, and even Trump's administration, those around him, just didn't bother because the swamp was that deep. You had basically a 9-year fight, and right now, Schiff talking about how they're going to try to come after him on allegations of mortgage fraud. The Federal Housing Finance Agency. This is documented. Schiff, you're going to have a hard time getting out from under this. You documented that you had a house in Maryland. You got a discount on the mortgage fee rate for it. And you got a reimbursement. And you were claiming that as your house of residence in Maryland when you're serving in the California legislature. And you had a house there. But yet Schiff's lawyers say, oh, all of this is transparently false, stale, long debunked. But all these leaks that kept coming out, you have to ask, how does all this information that's inside a SCIF, what they call a SCIF, a secure room, you're not allowed to take your phones in, you're not allowed to have any recording devices. You're not even allowed to take notes in some cases. You better memorize it. But yet they all came out and they told similar stories. Well, once again, former White House staffer Mark Meadows, here we go.
The only thing that's not surprising to me is the fact that there were leaks coming out of the Democrat operatives, many of them, including Chairman Schiff, I was served with. And yet I can tell you that when we were in SCIFs, we could take a break from the SCIF and go out and find the Democrat talking points of what we discussed in the SCIF already given to the legacy media. Should it be investigated further? Absolutely. And those that are guilty should be held accountable.
What Chief Meadows was saying is stories that I've heard in my time on Capitol Hill, that Adam Schiff primarily and others would read something in the skiff, go out to the cameras and either tell it to the press or leak it to the press so he could get asked questions. It is a complete, it is undermining the intelligence gathering apparatus, and it is also demonstrates the manipulation that the Democrats were engaged in top to bottom, in my view. I'm not just talking about Hillary. I'm talking about the DNC, the White House, members of Congress. It was a top to bottom way of undermining the intelligence gathering operation in order to undermine President Trump during his first term. So it needs to fully be investigated. And yeah, he's a member of the Senate now, but that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Leaking classified information is illegal. No member of Congress is allowed to do that.
Right. Absolutely right. That's Congressman Donalds again, following Mark Meadows, former White House Chief of Staff for Trump. The CNN article that they want to post today and talk about how Trump is using his power as president to go after Schiff. I'm going to read it to you, one of the lines, just the way it's written. The president, they're talking about Trump, is using his full force of the federal government to try to turn the tables on his longtime nemesis. They're talking about Schiff. Take that same thing and put these names in. Biden is using the full force of the federal government to try to turn the tables on Donald Trump. I never saw any kind of copy like that from CNN in the past, because they were not going to put Biden's name in and they were going to make such allegations. In case you missed it in the last hour, shame on you. As I told you, you learn everything. You learn something every hour. MSNBC has gotten so toxic, NBC is pulling away, saying, we're no longer associated. NBC stands alone. The other is MS Now. What does that mean? You don't want anyone to know. It really means just more BS. Coming up, Kamala Harris trying to explain to you Texas Sea is a big state.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free, quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global, and recently the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Here's how I think about it. I think you're right in terms of the effect. I think what they're doing is they're cheating. I think they're cheating. Mm. They want to change the current system to make it bend toward the outcome they want.
What?
And so, you know, if you believe the public reporting, they get a call that says, hey, redo your lines. Even though the fallout is going to include exactly what you said, which is, you know, taking the franchise, the vote, away from specific communities, and in the case of Texas, Latino and Black voters.
Yeah.
And diluting their votes. And this is not a census year.
Yeah.
But this is a year with the big, beautiful bill. And the unpopularity of it.
Oh my God.
And so they want to.
Oh my God.
Bend the rules. And I have to say that, you know, those Texan legislators, good for them. You know, that takes a lot of courage.
It takes a lot of courage to leave the state and go to some other state when you're supposed to be in session dealing with affairs of the state where you were elected to represent. And there she was, word salad Harris again. See, Texas is a big state, and they left there and went to a bunch of little smaller states like Illinois, so they wouldn't have to be in the state capitol for a vote on redistricting, because Greg Abbott had called a special legislative session, and they all ran out of the state like termites. Turn on the light, they run. Well, they've come back. And they had the audacity to claim after, and this is the way it's written by BBC. You're right, I went to the British Broadcasting, see if they were treating it any other way. Democrats who fled Texas in order to show, or rather slow, Republicans' plans to redraw voting maps say they have returned to the state capitol victorious. No, you haven't. The redistricting map is still going to pass because you can't stop it. You don't have enough votes. They're doing it because the census previously had counted illegals, which was wrong. They can't vote. They shouldn't have been counted. I mean, are you going to start counting farm animals as well? So they do not have the power, but they had to have enough of them there to have a quorum so the House can even be brought to assembly. So now they're back, but they're claiming we're victorious. And, of course, in the meantime, you've got California Governor Newsom planning to do the same thing in his state. So, well, whatever seats they pick up in Texas, we'll try to wipe out in California. And yet they also illegally counted illegals in the census. And then you get PBS's NewsHour, New York Times columnist David Brooks said that Trump and Abbott and using redistricting in Texas, what they're doing not what Newsom's going to do, but what they're doing. He says it's like using mustard gas on our democracy. Really? He said, let's do a little ethical experiment here. Oh, yeah, you're the one to teach ethics, but I'll play along the game. Go ahead. Let's do a little ethical experiment here. You're in World War I. The Germans use mustard gas on civilians, and it helps them. And then you decide, okay, we're going to use mustard gas on civilians. What Trump ordered Abbott to do in Texas is mustard gas on our democracy. First of all, Trump did not order Abbott to do that. He said, you probably have a good opportunity. The governor does not have to follow whatever Trump told him to do, but he knows it would be good to be redone because illegal people were counted. They can't vote. Why were you counting them? You're right. Children were being counted as well. They can't vote either, but they are U.S. citizens. So back to the PBS NewsHour New York columnist with his little ethical experiment. You don't let politicians pick voters. That's what you guys have been doing. That's what they want to do in California. Will you stand there and tell me that California shouldn't do it? Do me that. Or are you willing to stand there and say, Texas is wrong to do this, and so is California? Oh, but you won't do that, will you? By the way, the State Department has yanked more than 6,000 student visas in this year so far for overstays and law violations, including support for terrorism. 6,000. That probably got counted also in the census. They were here on visas, should not have been counted, and 6,000 of them overstayed. Those are just the ones they rounded up. And then you get someone who has to admit trying to get crime under control in D.C. One of the leftists is actually coming out of hiding and saying, I think maybe this is the right thing to do, but boy, do they need to be careful. Let me give you a backdrop here for you. The White House report said a man on a moped attacked officers in D.C., causing one of the officers a concussion. And the reports that people were sending money to an inmate who beat up an alleged child killer. I don't know who's legal or not there. But the mother of that slain D.C. intern, why Trump decided we're going to step in and start helping. We're going to bring in National Guard, federalize your D.C. police. Mother says, Trump is taking my son's death more seriously than D.C. officials. And she's right. And then you get New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. She does not really like Trump. She's often attacking him. But listen to what she did. She had a series of anecdotes about her sister Peggy having a bad day, ending up at D.C. headquarters after her car was stolen in front of Maureen Dowd's house while they were dining in Georgetown. Two polite officers responded to her call, said they could do little amid a rash of broken car thefts by teenagers. One officer said that even if we see the guy driving your sister's car, we cannot chase him because of laws passed by the D.C. Council. Well, the car turned up in a Maryland suburb the next morning. Her sister had to pay a $215 towing charge just to get her car back. And it was littered with junk food and a used condom. Oh, I wonder what was happening there. And some stolen debit cards. Her sister had to have the car detailed and celebrate the return by going shopping at Bloomingdale's, only returned her car to find out somebody T-boned it in the lot. There is justice. And then she adds, icing on the cake, she got $1,800 worth of speed camera tickets the car thieves had racked up, speeding 70 in 25-mile-per-hour zones by running red lights. One was taken right after it was stolen from her. For all they know, the thieves watched her get out. So she had to go back down to the police headquarters and tell them, I need to appeal these tickets. My car was stolen. I didn't have it. So Maureen Dowd said, this is hardly the most heinous crime. But you hear a lot about Washingtonians and their personal experiences being preyed on. Now, she was not in the car. She was not carjacked, not pistol whipped, not raped, not assaulted. But her car was taken from her. And you heard all the money she's had to pay out already just to get the car out of the impound lot, then get it detailed and fixed up. Throw the condom somewhere. Somebody had to take care of it. Then Maureen Dowd did say it. I don't like the fact that FBI agents are leaving their desks to become beat cops. Well, you don't have enough beat cops in D.C. And she says the National Guard being in here raises the specter of martial law, but that's not what it is. And, of course, she still calls Trump the inciter of the January 6th mob. But she does also write, here's where the rubber meets the road. No, not that rubber, the car rubber. Here, listen to me. It is also true that many D.C. residents are secretly glad to see more uniforms. No matter what statistics say, they do not feel safe. That's Maureen Dowd. Kind of a light applause, maybe just a finger to thumb applause, but still giving Trump credit for making the city safer. And there's word out the other day that right before Trump moved in, they were busy in the back end of the police station rewriting all their crime numbers, reducing them. The people know what they're experiencing. They know what they're going through. And then we have people that hate Trump so much. It would be a celebration, should be, for the U.S. to host the Olympics. It would have been if Biden was in office, if Biden were in office, to be grammatically correct. But it's Trump in office. And because Trump is president, our Ambassador Crowley says, stuff it. Well, she put it in a much nicer way than I chose.
Well, their hatred for President Trump is so all-consuming that they can't see these common sense and logical reasons for why the country should be celebrating having the Olympics. They're so poisoned by their hatred of the president. Look, the Olympic Games are anticipated to bring in about $18 billion in economic activity for the city of Los Angeles, for the state of California, for the United States. It's anticipated to generate about 90,000 full-time equivalent jobs for the American people in that city, state, and in our country. They cannot see past any of that, not to mention celebrating our incredible athletes that have worked their entire lives to get to this moment. So they're blinded by their ideology and by their hatred, and let them go stew in it. The rest of us patriotic Americans are so excited, enthusiastic about hosting the Summer Olympic Games, which we have not done since 1996. And it's all thanks to President Trump.
Yeah, when she came close to saying go stuff it, she let him go stew in it. That's Monica Crowley. She was appointed as ambassador in chief of protocol for the U.S. because we're moving into our 250th anniversary, and she's going to be kind of overcharge and in charge of various events that will be planned around next year. That would include the Olympics. And she's right. I mean, did you hear anything she said that sounds bad as to benefits for our nation? The money, the employment that's coming with it. And, of course, honoring not just our athletes, but those from around the world. Do you imagine that there might be some Muslims participating? I would imagine so. They should not lose points, nor should they gain points because of their religion. But it will be the American Olympics. And no transgenders are going to be allowed to compete in female sports. At least that's the way it stands now. And it better stay that way. But all they can do is B-I-H-E. Yeah, that's all they know. At some point, I'd like to believe they're going to look back and say, yeah, I was wrong. But they won't. They won't. Many of them will go to their grave believing they've been right all along. So, class, what did you learn this hour? Class is out for today, but we'll resume tomorrow. Make sure you're in place. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.